Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Our brand new bottled and bond Old Clifty Hoosier Apple Brandy is made from fresh-pressed Michigan apple juice fermented for 2 weeks and double-pot distilled. We mature this brandy in full-size number 2 charred barrels to give a deep and rich color and flavor. Named after the historic distillery just north of Campbellsburg, Indiana, Old Clifty Hoosier Apple Brandy captures the hearts of modern bourbon drinkers. Always remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
Another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are getting, I think this is almost 250 podcasts, which is amazing. But tonight we have a special podcast. We've got Super Nash here in the house. How's it going, Super Nash?
All right. What's up, everybody?
And then
great to be here.
We've got this special podcast. So he's going to tell you all about what's happening. We're going to do it quick. We are live on YouTube and Facebook, so he's doing it for them. As far as our normal podcast listeners, we might even throw in, if you listen to the podcast and you're listening on one of the major podcast formats, which is Instagram, if you're, or no, the podcast formats, which is Apple, iHeart, Alexa, you know, Siri, what is it, Deezer, any of your podcast formats, whatever you're listening to, the audio, I might be able to convince Super Nash if we come up for something where during the next week, if you contact us, if you contact us, let us know you listen to the podcast. We might put you in for the randomizer and send off a sample off to you on our audio podcast so that you can then be a part of a podcast up and coming. What do you think about that, Super Nash? Or is that too many samples that we're sending out on that bottle?
To who? What? Where?
So right now we're live and we're doing it for the live people. Right? Right? We're doing it for the live people. YouTube, Facebook, we're doing it. And the way that you do it for them is that if you comment, you comment on what you want us to open. And then we're going to basically add it up of who got the most comments, correct? And then we're going to open that bottle, but we're going to send a sample out to one of the people that was commenting. We're going to randomize their name. But what about the people who are listening, right? You know, they listen to the podcast regularly. If they, you know, we'll give them, contact us on Facebook, tell us you listen to the podcast regularly, and then we'll collect their names and send a sample to one, you know, and randomize that during the week and send a sample off to one of them to be a part of the podcast too.
Sure. Let's go for it.
I'll take care of that one. All right.
As long as you take care of you getting the person's name.
Yeah. So everybody who's listening right now, we have a bunch of listeners. Make sure I'm going to hit into there that you so comment. That okay.
While you're doing that,
so I'm right now. It's like okay. So make sure. All right, Matthew McGuire has said that he wants the Van Winkle 12-year so far.
And Michael Bird has said he wants the Parkers.
Yeah, and then, there you go, and he's qualified. And he said hello. And then what's the show about? That was Mark. Yeah, well, that Mark Beckler was asking what the show is about, and David Riley is in it to win. So you guys, and Mike McGuire, so everybody who's tuning in and do that, comment on one of the four bourbons behind, if you're live, I'm pointing right to the screen, and you comment on one of the, and wait, I got to go this way. Okay, so I'm pointing over there. That's Super Natchez bourbon, and he's pointing over there, and comment on one of those, the Pappy Van Winkle, or the Van Winkle 12-year, the George T. Stagg, the Old Fitzgerald 19-year, and the Parker Heritage.
Double barrels.
Yep. And, Chris Thompson. CT, he wants the Pappy 23. That's not one of them. So give that comment. Do it. We'll add it up. Whoever wins, whatever one wins, is the one we're going to crack. We're going to be on here for a little bit, and then we'll take everybody who commented, whether you voted or not, and put you in a randomizer, and then notify you that you have qualified for a sample of the bottle that we crack. So, Scotchy Bourbon Boys, we're on all the major social medias right now. We're live on YouTube and Facebook, but we're also on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. So check us out on all those formats also. And then remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. You could check that out. Someone just bought an order of bourbon balls going to California. So check out the bourbon balls. We've got the t-shirts and we've got the Glencairns all for sale on the website. Plus, you could support us through Patreon. Check out the Patreon by in the top right-hand corner of the website. Click that button and you can find everything Patreon. I am getting close to updating it for Scotchy Bourbon Boy Barrel Pick Program. So that should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we do another couple barrel picks in 2023. We're going to try to do that. We're getting ready to do it. It's the end of January and you got to get your shit together. So that's where we're at with that. Now, tonight, it's been a while, Super Nash. I mean, what have you, you've been working, but what else have you been up to? I mean,
I got Shane Thompson saying, hey, y'all, from Eastern Kentucky. He's commenting on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys post.
Okay,
excellent. The live page.
Yeah, you monitored that. And then Mark Beechler says the Van Winkle 12. So it looks like right now we've got one, two,
where's the Mark three, Beechler? Commenting
he, he's commenting on my live feed.
On so, your live feed.
Yeah. Did you get? Yeah. So just you keep.
I don't see. I'm not getting that comment. See,
But that's why what we might do is we might just keep track at whatever and keep track of what people are commenting, what we could follow. But then what we'll do is do a post and tell everybody afterwards, once we accumulate it and then do the randomizer, that afterwards we can let them know in the comments section of the live feed. We'll let them know. Okay.
I'm going to try. I'm doing it live. I've already got all these names in here. I'm going to do it live.
Do you got Mark
Beach? Pop that bottle.
Well, then I'll have to give you mine off my live, and you got off yours. So there you go.
Yeah,
you want to drink it.
I'm monitoring your live feed.
But you said the Scotchy Bourbon Boys feed.
I just switched over to that because I just a few minutes ago. That's how I know. I got his name on here.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. All right. Anyways, so tonight, one of the things that we've got is we're going to be doing Limes.
Yeah, I see Mark. Mark Batchelor's name. So I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Keep them rolling.
Yeah, keep it rolling. Maybe, yeah. It's like whoever's on, check us out. Make sure you comment.
Got a comment on your live feed here.
Yep, in the back of the, you know, on the back. You could see us. You could see us on Facebook. If you're watching on YouTube, that's fine too. I will check that right at the end to make sure there's no, if there's comments on there before he does that. But we are monitoring the live feed right now. And, but that gets us back to the podcast, right? So Limestone Branch, let's talk about Limestone Branch. It's the distillery. I've been isolating on distilleries, each and every podcast coming on. All right, we're back. Is it still recording? I did not.
Everything.
Oh God! You touch things and things go crazy, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, we're.
I am recording.
And it says we're recording.
Oh, good.
All right.
I think I pushed too hard
to get to the laptop.
Pushed down and effed up the connection.
I got the connection back. So Limestone Branch is a very, very unique distillery.
You gotta know that, right?
We've been down there many times.
Supernation and I have been down there.
We've seen Stephen Beam multiple times. We've podcast directly on 9:30 in the morning from the distillery. And the distillery since we've been going down there has gone through so many changes. Initially, Limestone Branch was Limestone Branch.
It was purchased by Luck.
It partnered up with Luxco.
Yeah.
And the Yellowstone brand, Luxco, and Stephen Beam became the project for them. And they were distilling at the Limestone Branch, which is
basically Limestone Branch
is a craft distillery.
When we were first going out, was doing about a barrel a day.
So they were an artisan distillery.
Yeah, definitely. But they were partnered with Luxco, and they were producing and distilling the brand Yellowstone bourbon.
Which is an old brand in history.
Now, Stephen, what he called himself was a steward of the brand.
This Yellowstone brand is seriously a national treasure as far as when it comes to a bourbon.
But the unique history of Limestone Branch, which I have right here. Paul and Stephen Beam are direct descendants of Jacob Beam and Jim Beam.
So the Beams throughout history are a large family in the Bardstown, Kentucky area.
And they have been distilling, but their family's large. And the Jim Beam distillery did not need that many master distillers. So for instance, the Parker Heritage that you're talking about was Parker Beam, and he was at Heaven Hill for a long time, correct?
And he's one of the Beam descendants, and he was the master distiller at Heaven Hill.
So you've got a lot of Beams going into the...
The mix at other distilleries.
They've been everywhere. There's been Beams everywhere. Now you're drinking. What are you drinking right now?
And this is their, I'm drinking that too, right?
That's experimental collection.
This is actually the malted red wheat bourbon.
Now that's the distillery selection. You did not give me that one.
I've got this one from Happy Hour Liquor and Bar,
which is signed by Stephen Beam.
Yeah, that's when we were down there.
Remember? You were like all over that collection, and I was like, what is that? I have no idea. And you walked away, and then ever since we haven't been able to even touch it at the distillery.
Yep. Now, this is what you're opening that I got you for Christmas.
Thank you.
It's actually a store pick distillery collection, experimental collection.
Right, and the experimental collection is 100%, and it's a really cool.
If you look at the label on the back,
you got some cool
stuff going.
There's my label on the back.
So I opened it. I'm gonna get. It's been.
And since that's what you're drinking, I'm gonna pour the Same thing. And my limestone branch, Glencairn.
You're going with limestone branch, Glencairn.
I've got one, but I'm going with the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Glencairn.
I'm gonna really enjoy this now. This particular pick from the liquor barn. From limestone.
So this experimental series is
Actually, the red wheat bourbon whiskey.
And this is what's been distilled.
This is part of the distilling history of Limestone Branch.
This wasn't distilled.
You have the red wheat.
But it's the Happy Hour Liquor Barn. Red wheat whiskey bourbon.
Let me see.
60% white corn, 28% red wheat, 12% malted barley.
It is 51.5,
you know.
51.5 barrel entry.
And then it's
49% ABV, which puts it at 98 proof.
It is bottle 67, aged 44 months.
And it is barrel number three.
Now, one of the things that they do at the limestone...
I'm not sure about this experimental,
but I believe he used smaller barrels.
With the experimental collection.
So 44 months is almost four years.
But because it's in a smaller...
Because it's in a smaller barrel,
you're going to want to age it less.
It takes less time because of the smaller surface area.
Because so much of the liquor in that barrel is hitting
there's not as much in between as there is in a 15 or 20 gallon or 10 gallon or whatever, 30 gallon.
I don't know exactly, but I know that's what they were doing.
So this is, once again, Super Nash.
Cheers, brother. Right there.
Put yours over.
Wait, it's disappeared.
Ching.
There you go.
All right.
Look at the legs on that.
Oh my gosh.
That's delicious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of toasted wheat.
A little bit of cinnamon.
I gotta figure out what the rest is.
That's really good.
It reminds me a little bit of
like graham cracker and butterscotch.
Yep.
So it was mashed and aged in Kentucky to unique specifications.
It's a single barrel.
All right.
Let's see what it says here.
Limestone Branch Distilling brings you this handcrafted small barrel bourbon.
Made with 100% American Heartland grains.
Aged in new charred American oak.
And Happy Hour Liquor just loves to put those really cool stickers on.
Everybody, that's pretty cool.
Do we got anybody else?
All right, we got some people.
So, just a reminder, everybody.
Super Dash has four bottles back there. He's got the Van Winkle 12 year. He's got the George T. Stagg.
He's got the Old Fitzgerald 19.
And the Parker's Heritage Double Barrel.
So all of them are high in bourbons.
Just leave a comment. All you got to do is leave a comment.
Comments are important.
And once you get those comments, that'll enter you into the drawing.
But if you want to pick which
bourbon we're gonna
which bourbon we're gonna pick,
then make sure you can do that.
So you can actually pick the bourbon that we're gonna open and send out, so make sure you leave a comment.
So that gets us into the Limestone Branch history.
So the history of Stephen Beam.
He's a direct descendant of Jacob.
So Jacob Beam was born in 1770. Stephen and Paul is Stephen Beam's brother.
I met him once, and I'm just trying to get some weird feedback, but I think I got it.
All right. So.
He was a farmer.
He's the one that started, and he's the same Jacob Beam.
That's responsible for Jacob's Well and Jim Beam products.
And he's the descendant of Fred.
He's a great grandpa of Fred, and great grandpa.
You know, so he's part of the Beam family.
And then he is.
Stephen and Paul's great uncle.
That's who Jacob is.
All right.
So then, in 1836, Joseph Washington Distillery starts to do well.
And Stephen and Joseph J.W. Dance, Stephen and Paul's great grandfather.
On their mother's side, he prospered with his own distillery at Dance Station in Marion County.
Their mother, Dottie, even worked at the distillery in high school.
So there you go. Stephen and Paul's mom, Dottie, worked at the distillery.
Then in 1883, Minor Case took over.
Stephen and Paul's great grandfather, Minor Case, worked at the early times distillery under the supervision of his uncle Jack.
And then in 1883 he became the master distiller in his own right and bought out one of the partners at neighboring distillery and renamed it Head and Beam.
Then in 1934, the fifth generation of distillery begins. Minor Case, before he passed, bought his son Guy, Stephen and Paul's grandfather, into the business. I became a famous master distiller who worked at a number of distilleries, including Yellowstone.
So Minor Case Beam had a son, Guy, who worked at the Yellowstone Distillery.
And then when Prohibition hit, he basically bailed and went to Canada.
Where he had his son, Jimmy.
Now Jimmy, which is, they call him Jimmy, but Jimmy Beam is not the Jim Beam, but there's a hell of a lot of Jim Beams in the Jim Beam family.
There's no doubt about it.
But their dad, Jimmy, worked at the distilleries, and they said Stephen and Paul's dad contributed to the family legacy in his own way, working at Kentucky Distilleries and playing baseball in the Bourbon League.
So that's what Jimmy was doing. And then Stephen and Paul in 2010 opened up Limestone Branch Distillery.
Now they opened it up, and it soon was partnered with Luxco.
And that allowed them to bring the Yellowstone brand back into the picture.
They were doing minor case rye, and I believe they were doing their experimental, but they got the Yellowstone brand back up and running.
And then one of the things about the Yellowstone brand is that it's partnered with national parks, just like it was initially.
And it's raised since, I believe, $370,000 for the park, and another $50,000 on the side during the flooding of 2021.
So they've done a lot of good things through the Yellowstone brand.
But also, this past summer or spring, MGP purchased Luxco.
Which means they're now partnered with MGP.
So Limestone Branch has really evolved in the last four or five years.
Wouldn't you say, Super Nash?
You there?
Yeah.
Your comment. You're just trying to keep those comments going.
Okay.
You're watching it.
Yep.
Oh, what happened?
Something went wrong.
Let's see. Did we go offline?
All right.
Andy. Oh,
great. Thanks. So, what do you think of the score pick?
Basically, happy hour liquor.
I know when you bought this.
I came down with you, right?
Yeah. I think so.
So this is pretty.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It reminds me of
the Woodford experimental series that they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's got that nice. The wheat is very, very.
It's almost like you're actually tasting.
Some wheaties.
There's that little bit, and then there's some cinnamon.
For the spice.
It drinks really nice.
Oh my gosh. What's that cinnamon? Cinnamon toast crunch.
There you go.
It's like life cereal. To me, it's cinnamon life.
Cinnamon toast crunch isn't as sweet as cinnamon toast crunch.
There's no doubt.
There's a grain aspect, that's why to me it's more like cinnamon life cereal.
So I wonder what would happen if you drank some milk right afterwards.
It would be right on, right?
I don't think so.
So these experimental series that they do at Limestone Ranch.
They've been working on these from the beginning.
And it's really kind of a cool thing. They're available through the distillery gift shop.
You go when they get released.
But they have been really sought after.
When you're there.
What?
Yeah, and if you buy them, yeah, it's just whatever.
I just remember seeing you go like.
This experimental rye, when we were there that day.
Yeah, that's when I skipped on that.
Yeah, this was 100% malted rye. And it's really good, too.
So what you're going to get as a whiskey lover, you're going to get...
Those really cool experimental whiskey flavors.
It's not going to be shooting to be the big Kentucky everyday bourbon. They're trying to make stuff that's unique and really kind of cool.
So that's where we're at right now. And it's really, I'm excited because this is delicious.
Thank you for a great Christmas present.
Thank you.
Also,
cheers.
Do you see my little sign back there? Chinese bourbon tasting thing.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there it is.
Then also, we've got...
The line.
I pulled the line up out tonight.
So I've got minor case, which is their rye, which I like.
There you go.
And then I've got three barrel picks.
And once again, you can see there's Stephen Beam's signature.
And this barrel pick.
It's from their hand pick collection.
So they do barrel picks.
I believe these barrel picks for Yellowstone were actually distilled and put into barrels up in Louisville, and then they're picked.
But they bring them down for barrel picks so you can do it at the Limestone Distillery.
I think that's how that works.
So I had a liquor barn. Pick at one point, I've had these picks.
But then they also have their standard Yellowstone.
There it is.
And I know, this is driving me nuts.
All right, so I'm gonna get rid of that.
It's working.
And they have that.
And then also they have
Flip this around. It will be tiny.
And then they also have
their special distillery
release.
It's a handcrafted Yellowstone.
These are finished in different barrels. And this particular one
was finished in, I believe,
Armagnac.
Armagnac.
I'm going to have that tonight because
I actually have found
that I think when it comes to finished bourbons,
I really enjoy the
Armagnac.
I don't know about you, but I've got four or five Armagnac finished bourbons, every single one.
I absolutely love.
We got the Armagnac finished from Bardstown Bourbon Company, isn't there?
You have that one, don't you?
I believe.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I wasn't going to say nothing.
I got the old Elk Armagnac.
I've got the Yellowstone Armagnac finish.
And I believe the other Armagnac finish was the Chicken Cock.
The French Chanticleer.
I believe that's Armagnac finish.
Am I right?
I think so.
I don't know, Chanticleer
is actually cognac finished.
So, I have the
Armagnac finish from Middle West.
So there's just so much out there as far as finishing, but I'm really liking that lately.
So 2023 is going to be an even bigger year. From what I gather.
What are you talking about?
Or releases, and new things coming out.
Oh yeah, you know.
I mean, you thought 2022 was big? Nah. It's only getting bigger and better every year.
As you can see, because of the new partnerships being formed every day in this business, we found out that one of our friends went to Whiskey Thief Distillery.
Yeah, congratulations, Kelly.
She actually won Moonshiner's Master Distiller.
Yeah, she won the last contest.
And then the announcement came out that she headed off to Whiskey Thief, helping Hunter down there at Whiskey Thief.
So it's so much fun meeting all the young people in this business, hanging out with them.
And as they keep progressing through the ranks.
It's just so much fun.
It's kind of like, and then same thing with the distilleries. I think Luke and Mariano, Log Still. We've pretty much been growing up with them. You know, they keep moving along.
But we were there from the beginning.
Right?
Same thing with Greg Schneider. Greg Schneider, super awesome master distiller.
Fantastic person. There's not much better people in the world than Greg.
And then you throw in, we've grown up with the Chicken Cock brand. There's no doubt about it.
We've been there pretty much almost every step of the way, right?
Yep.
So I can't believe we're not getting many comments on this thing.
We're not getting a lot of hits, that's for sure.
That's why I was saying we might just wait a little bit and see what happens.
Because eventually, I don't know why, I'm going to take a look at my sharing here.
You know, we usually do that before we get on the actual podcast. And it's still recording. So let's get off. I'm just going to hit, I shared way more than 18 times, right?
Yeah, it only says on my Jeffrey Mueller share thing.
It's only been shared 31 times.
And that does not make sense.
Share to a group.
All right.
Comment and win.
And win.
Let's see if that works. All right.
I'm gonna try doing a couple of the big guys.
Let's see if that goes.
Comment. It says posted.
But I don't believe it's posting.
So you just never know how.
You just never know what Facebook's gonna do to you.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it.
Well, I checked a couple of the groups, and I never did see it posting in any of those groups live. You know.
Do you think I'm just banned?
I know I got banned. I got banned from a few.
All right. I did six more. Let's see what it says.
I got banned from a few for doing reels.
Yeah, you do stuff like that. I just don't understand why we're getting banned for doing reels. You share stuff about whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Only 31.
So I go, and it still says, "Mark Beecher is watching with you again."
So there's some guys.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm gonna look.
I'll try and update this.
Let's just get out of the Facebook app and come back. You know, it's almost like sometimes that's what you got to do, right?
Get out of the app and come back.
Yeah, that's what I had to do.
This is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Bear with us on the regular podcast. Let's see if those four showed up. Nope, it just says 31 shares. I mean, it's insane that it... Okay, let's try and share to a group. I'm going to just see if one group makes it.
Share.
Do this.
Nope, I just must be somehow.
Yep, it's just staying at 31.
That's fine.
Everybody who's watching right now,
we got a couple people right now. Make sure if you're watching, you comment. Which bourbon, the Pappy, the Van Winkle 12 year, the Dordsky Stag, the Old Fitzgerald 19, or the Parker Heritage you want us to open. And then we're going to do a randomizer of everybody who asked us to open. Whatever the most people asked for to open.
Make sure we'll do it, and then we're going to do a randomizer.
And right now, there's just a few people that have done it, right?
So I think what we might do is we'll sign off the Facebook. And then let it post, and then go see if any of the new comments that we missed.
I mean, in the past, Randy and Greg Schneider sometimes are commenting, and I don't see it.
I just don't get to see it.
But anyways, Austin Gurley is watching. Hey, Matthew McGuire is watching. Make sure you guys comment which one you want us to open.
And then I'm just poured myself a Yellowstone. We went through the history of the distillery.
This distillery we've kind of grown up with, Stephen and Paul.
We were there in 2019. They were just getting out of their initial distillery, what they call four or five years, where you have to wait for your stuff to age.
A lot of places do it differently.
And the Limestone Ranch sold moonshine.
And it became a good seller for them.
People were sad when they stopped selling it. But we and Roxy took the tour. We did some barrel thieving.
I think that's the first time we ever thieved a barrel.
Carl got, anyways, he's talking.
And so that's really kind of a cool thing.
We were there from the beginning also. They started in 2018 with the Yellowstone brand.
And we were there in 2019.
So here's cheers to the Armagnac finish. You're gonna drink any of your other distillery selects, or are you?
Okay.
Mr. Super Nash.
Yeah, I'm drinking just the regular bourbon.
Just the regular. What do you mean the regular bourbon? I don't even see the regular bourbon. No?
Yes. No?
All right. All right.
They blocked me.
Who did? Who did?
Facebook. We limit how often you can post, comment, or do other things in a given amount of time in order to help protect the community from spam. You can try again later.
You probably did a reel today, too, right?
No.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it just depends. They are what would you say? Very inconsistent.
I found ways around it by adding certain things. But I did a lot of posts today, so
I was very active. So it doesn't surprise me that we didn't get it.
But what I can do is tomorrow morning
I'll share it out.
Let's do the live thing.
And then what we could do for the people that listen on the podcast, we can do another drawing, but we'll mix in anybody else who wants to
comment. So for that second one, we'll mix the Facebook and the YouTube people commenting after the live broadcast, and also the people who comment from the audio podcast who contact us.
So we'll send out a total of four samples.
Okay.
No. What?
Three samples. A total of. No, you said, okay.
You can send two, and I'll just bow out. I'll give up mine.
How about that?
I could do that.
It would just be
two for them, one for me, and then one for you, four total.
Right?
But you're not sending samples out.
No, you're not.
I'm not talking about sending samples out. I'm just talking about there'll be four total samples. You, me, and two samples that you send out.
I'm not sampling mine. There'll be three samples.
And I'm keeping the bottle.
Yeah, but aren't you going to pour? Okay, you're going to pour a total of four fucking pours, asshole. You and the two people we sent samples out.
I'm opening a bottle tonight.
Right, and so that'll be the fifth sample.
You'll sample to make sure.
You randomize away, brother.
You randomize away.
With the people that commented, because that's what we promised.
Okay, well, there's new people watching. We got Pied Punt. You have to be in the United States, because I don't think we can send any samples out
of the country.
It's illegal to do.
So we have to keep people in the United States.
And if you comment on one of the whiskeys that Supernash right now has behind him, go ahead.
We'll show them again. We have the Van Winkle Special Reserve 12-Year Bourbon. Ba-boom. And we have the 2019 George T. Stagg, 116.9 proof. Weighing in that corner, and weighing in the other corner, we have the old Fitzgerald, 19 years old, just a young guy, not even of age. And last but not least, we have a Parker's Heritage 132.2 proof. Double barrel blend.
13 and 13 year old barrels.
Yep.
So comment on the comments.
Which one you want him to open?
Can I comment? I want to comment one for the Parkers.
You don't count.
What? What did you just say?
You don't count.
We can't be a part of this.
What you just said, I don't count. I'm gonna drink to that.
Well, I'm gonna comment.
Okay.
Wow, lots of corn on that one.
Really?
Yeah, this is just the experimental collection, the straight bourbon. Which is 75% corn, 13% rye, and 12% malt.
Well, let's throw on my reading glasses because that's what we do here.
Bottle 7 of 141.
This is a. Wow. There's a whole thing on this.
There's a whole thing on this.
But
it's not light enough over here, and I'm not going to make people suffer through it.
101
proof.
Bourbon whiskey finished in Armagnac casks.
And
Kentucky straight bourbon.
That's what we're looking at.
That's what I'm drinking.
And I might,
we're getting close to that.
Great job there, Mr. Jeffrey Mueller. The Van Winkle 12-year comment did not get you in the drawing because you are banned from the drawing.
I'm banned from the drawing because I already get one.
But
don't I get to have a vote? I don't want to be in the drawing. I just want to vote.
No, mine doesn't.
Why didn't you comment?
You said you were going to comment.
I commented.
I was just lying. But now that you did,
If I was a size 12, I'd be lying.
Here we go. All right. We got a couple more guys. I can't tell, but the rate just went up a little bit.
But anybody, get it in. Get that comment in for one of those four bourbons back there. If you don't know what we're talking about, comment what? that'll at least get you into the drawing because we're about to do that randomizing drawing in a couple minutes.
Or you can do what my buddy Walt commented on the reel, and his comment was yes. Yes to all four.
Yes. All right. So I got 115 proof. Hand select. I've got.
They're all 115 proof, aren't they?
This one's 102, the one that's signed.
Martin Nash commented, Parker's Heritage.
Each one of the handpicked collections are named after dogs from the distillery, correct?
After Stevens dogs. Ones that are the, you know, that are the distillery picks.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I got Osley, and I've got Corky, and then this one, which was selected by Warren and Chelsea.
Yeah, that's the girls that work in the shop.
Yeah. So which one do you think? Well, that was only
102. So I'm going for Sir Cork.
You like Bosley?
Bosley was real good.
Well, if you like Bosley, then I'm going for Sir Corky. Michael Bird says, how is everybody?
Hello.
Hey, so Michael Bird.
Oh, that was a while back. He got his comment in.
John Walters is watching.
Get yours in. Comment what you want us to know.
If you don't know what we're talking about, John, just say you're into the drawing.
The special drawing. One last time before we go, I'm doing the Bosley. Let's see what it did.
So one of the things I've noticed that Yellowstone picks up on these picks is it's a berry beam profile.
If you haven't noticed, you get a little bit of that Booker's profile into that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a little bit of the nutty kind of aspect of it, rich, full.
But the Bosley, actually, I would say someone just ripped off a like on us, so that's kind of cool.
But the Bosley actually tastes a little bit like the barrel pick of the special.
It's like the barrel proof.
This one is 98 proof.
And Bosley is like
the 115 proof of this particular whiskey.
Okay.
I'm getting that a little bit. That a little cinnamon.
Cinnamon's a lot.
Cinnamon's a lot hotter. So you can tell it's definitely
a limestone.
A limestone branch.
Both of them. Both of them.
All right. So what do you think?
So what do you think?
We're ready.
You think we're ready to
call it on the evening?
As far as.
I think so.
Anybody last comments?
Make your comment of whether.
Go through them one more time.
One more time, and then we'll do it. Give them a chance.
One last time. And it looks so
far
like the Van Winkle Special Reserve 12-year has got three votes.
So Aaron Conkle just joined
us. Aaron, do you want us to open the 12-year Van Winkle? Do you want us to open
the George T. Stagg?
The 2019 George T. Stagg.
The
15.9 proof. Or the old Fitzgerald bottled in bond, 19 years old at 100 proof. Or the 132.2 proof Parker's Heritage double barrel of a 13 and 15 year blend bourbon.
So Ray, Aaron says
the old Fitz.
There you go.
And then Ray Conley just joined us. And he says, if you want us to open one of those four, let us know. And we are going to randomize.
Michael Burgess joined us again.
We're going to randomize.
The people who commented.
Aaron's got fits.
Ray. Michael Burgess. Michael Burgess, we're getting randomized.
It looks like still by the thing that
The Van Winkle winning, right? And not including my vote.
Correct. Old Fitz for Aaron Conkle. So far it looks like Van Winkle 3, Parker's 2, and Old Fitz 2.
So, it's like everybody.
And then Ray Conley, you did get in. You made your comment. I know you didn't vote.
You didn't vote. You are in.
And a two-ounce sample of what gets opened. And hey, Michael Burr. I believe Michael Burr commented early on.
Yep. Michael, your name is in the running for a two-ounce sample also. So, hey, Michael.
All right.
I think we got the people watching.
He says Van Winkle 12, right? That's what he did initially. Michael Marvin Peters is watching. And Michael Bird said Van Winkle 12. That was what he voted.
So did Michael initially vote or just comment?
Michael, hello. It's happening twice.
I'm letting you know. Actually, Michael initially said Parker. Now he's putting in his.
Now Michael's putting in for Van Winkle 12. So unless there's two.
Wait, hold on, let me see.
Michael Bird.
BYRD. Yeah, okay, so that's fine.
Anyways, Marvin Peters is watching. If you want to put in your Van Winkle 12, Fitzgerald 19, Parker Heritage double barrel, or it is George C. Stack. You got a couple seconds to put that in.
If you comment, you're in.
All right.
Michael said he did Parker earlier.
That's pretty funny.
Anyways.
Parker's has still got two. Van Winkle's four. Old Fitz, two.
There we go.
So there we go.
So I think you got. Let's do a 30 second countdown.
You got that randomizer ready to go yet?
Yeah, it's ready to go. Names are ready. So it's 9:45, and it just clicked over. So it looks like the Van Winkle 12 here is going to be the winner.
Of what we're going to open.
So, boom. Let's bring out the Scotchy Bourbon Boy Crystal Glencairn, which you can get on our website. I'll let Connie go ahead and tell you all about it while I'm pulling the tab.
Scotch. Anyways,
www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check it out. You can pick up Glenn Cairn there, the Scotchy Bourbon Boy. You can pick up t-shirts like I'm wearing right now. And you can pick up Scotchy Bourbon Balls. We just sent a batch today.
So, you know,
check out the website and everything. Everything that's good.
We're
in the process of this year revamping everything. So hopefully we'll be a little bit more streamlined and a little bit more technical. We got a little bit of capital to work with this year. So we'll be upgrading and making everything a better experience.
All right. So
we know that it is the old Van Winkle 12 year.
That's a special bottle for me and
Super Nation because we drank that one night, didn't we?
There it is.
I've got mine up on my way up on my mantle.
And just so there ain't no neck for.
There you go.
Sweet. Yes. Cheers, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And look forward to having a sample of this with.
Here we go. We're going to randomize it.
With one lucky person. All right, we are loading the eight names.
There you go.
Everybody can see.
And
suspense is killing me.
In the dead air time. Go. Randomizing away.
There we go.
The names are spinning.
Thanks everybody for commenting and watching on YouTube tonight. I wish we could have gotten some more people.
But remember, if you keep commenting on this feed, we will be doing another drawing that will include people from our audio podcast,
and
raffle. Here we go.
Auto.
Spinning. You should have like a clicker.
There we go. The name is...
Well, you spun it again faster. Here it comes.
One, two.
Oh, you did it again.
You keep bumping.
Hold on. It's the suspense.
You've used this.
Put it at the top.
Aaron Conkle has won the sample. Chris Thompson was three, and Andy Beneth was second. Congratulations, Aaron Conkle. You are going to get a sample of Van Winkle 12. And you are invited to be a part of our future podcast. So once we get that sample off to you, Aaron, we've got one more winner. Everybody who didn't win the randomizer, everybody on the podcast that listened tonight or listens on the audio podcast, or anybody who's watching in the future. I think we'll probably do a listen tonight, Thursday.
We'll run it over the weekend
and then get the names and then do a randomizing next Monday.
Maybe you can do it in time for the next podcast that I do
so I can announce the winner there.
And then we'll work out dates for those two people to join us on the podcast. Sound good to me.
All right, everybody.
Remember, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We already did the www.scotchybourbonboys.com.
And you need to message me your address and information so I can get that sample out to you. Whiskey love, brother. And cheers.
Whiskey love. You got that sample of the Van Winkle Special Reserve. There you go, folks.
We did the www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out on all the major podcast formats. Remember,
when you do, please like, comment, subscribe.
The comments, and then also on your podcast format, leave us some good feedback.
Feedback helps make us more. One of the cool things that happened yesterday,
first nights of this podcast. We were averaging less than 300 people per month.
Yesterday,
we had 309 downloads in a day.
So what we were doing the first nine months, we did in a day.
So
thank you very much.
Thank you very much for making us successful and listening. We appreciate it.
We're on Instagram, Facebook,
YouTube,
and Twitter.
So make sure you check us on all those formats. And then look for next week.
We'll be announcing.
If you're listening, recorded,
you can contact us on Facebook or contact me on Facebook.
And we will put you in a drawing for a sample of the van Winkle 12 year
and have you on a future podcast.
So everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Super Nash. I can't say how important you've been,
how
you jump-started us, launched us, and then supported us throughout.
Love you, man.
Thanks for coming on.
We greatly appreciate having you here with the Scotty Bourbon Boys.
Absolutely.
All right.
Remember, everybody.
Good bourbon equals good times and good friends.
And go out there and live your life dangerously.
Little Steve-O's going to take us out.
Yeah, turn up the sound.
Turn up the sound.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.